God, I'm Pastor Mark Cho from New England Pentecostal House of Praise. This is Revival Today. I hope that you enjoy it.
So we are to who? God. So my question to you is, why is it that in our own flesh, we constantly allow the enemy to tell us we're doing just enough? We're doing just enough where we just desire to just get by. The scripture that God placed in my heart first is this. It's in Psalms 51, 7. It says, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. And wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Now, when I look at this passage, it says hyssop. And hyssop is a plant of the mint family. So when you hear that scripture says, purge me with hyssop, it's a plant that smells like mint. So he said, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, and wash me. So he didn't only say, purge me, but he said, I want you to put something on me that smells clean. Then he said, wash me whiter than snow. And I was looking at that scripture because the message that God placed in my heart is this. And when David began to cry out and sing this song, he said, purge me, make me smell good. You ever sit next to someone and they're not quite smelling that well? But he was saying he was even concerned not only about his look, but the scent he gave off. So he said, purge me with hyssop so that I may smell clean. And then he said, wash me whiter than snow. Now, when you look at that scripture, it says whiter than snow. That means there's even whiter than snow. Then you ever look at snow and how beautiful snow looks? And when it first falls, I'm not talking about 10 days later. I'm talking about when it first comes down. That snow is so white. So it says here in the scripture to make me even whiter than that. Now, when I'm looking at this passage and I begin to ask, Lord, what are you saying to the body this morning? He's saying that we have to be the kind of individual, not as a group, but as an individual, that we want to get closer to God so much that we want him to change not only who we are, but everything about us. Because when somebody gets close to you, they're going to even smell the scent of God. But the reason why God is saying to the people and to the church of God today, everybody wants to have a Holy Ghost experience. Everybody wants to feel the anointing, but nobody wants to get cleaned. We don't want God to go into our private place, because where you get clean is where you go into privacy. And you go in that place and you start to deal with the areas that need to be clean. So when he said, purge me with hyssop, he's saying that I want you to make me smell good. And then I want you to wash me. And then I want you to not only wash me, but also, I want you to make me whiter than snow. Now, I know it's good for us to praise God and be in the house of God and come together with these great fellowships and these great days of worship. But don't you know that God wants you to reach your full spiritual potential? So I go into the scripture here. And if you turn with me to Philippians, the third chapter. In this scripture here, it was Paul writing to the Philippians in Greece. This was Paul's second missionary journey. Now, it was Paul and Silas had already visited Greece and visit these people. And he said, this is, I know that I've already talked to you before, but I'm going to talk to you again. Here's what he said. Further, my brother and sister, rejoice in the Lord. So the first thing he said when he introduced them in this letter, he said, I want you to rejoice in the Lord first. He said, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same thing to you again. And I began to look at that message where it said to write the same thing to you again. Someone said, write the same thing to you again. So he made it clear that, this is Paul. He's writing to the church and he's telling that it's a pleasure for me to write to you again. But what I'm going to write to you about is something I already talked about before. He already addressed this before. And what he said to him is that it is no trouble for me to write to you the same thing again. And it is a safeguard for you. NIV. It said, watch for those dogs, those evildoers, and those mutilators of the flesh. So saying, this is NIV, watch out for those dogs. I was like, wow, what does he mean by dogs? What does he mean by dogs? He's right in the church, and he said, watch out for them, the evildoers and mutilators of the flesh. And then the third verse said, for it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by spirit, by his spirit. He has made it clear. See, some people were serving God the wrong way. They were even mutilating their flesh. Back in the day when prophets or a Baal would go before Baal, you know, they would cut themselves. And they would do all these rituals to look and to appear as if they're getting closer to their God. But he said, I want you to watch out for those that are doing all these different kind of things. Look at the church today. We're trying to fill the church by being more like the world. And God is saying that he's going to draw himself. Because when he fills a house, the glory is going to be revealed. But the glory can't be revealed if everyone in the house is stinking. Because we do not want to get clean and cleansed with the blood of Jesus. I believe that somebody in the house wants to get free. Is that right? And there's something that we're going through, but guess what? You can't go through something if you don't first go before God and say, Lord, I desire to be cleaned by you. And I want to get so close to you that you clean me in the areas that I feel uncomfortable. Areas that you feel uncomfortable. Think about that. Think about your situation in your personal life. Yes, I know it's good that you know the Lord, but how many of you want to go higher in Jesus? I want to go higher. I don't want to be part of a fellowship praise where everybody in the house is all praising God, but when you go home, you're living any old way where God is not being truly glorified because what you're doing is not truly bringing glory unto God. The world needs to see the glory of the Lord be revealed. It says, for we who are circumcision, we who serve God by his spirit. Someone said by his spirit. By his spirit means you're going to go along with his spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus and who put no confidence in the flesh. Someone said no confidence in the flesh. And this is what I like. He said in this next verse, and it's in NIV, it says, though I myself have reason for such confidence. So Paul had said, I have reason to have confidence. Some of us have reason to have confidence, but even he said, I cannot put my trust in my flesh. What have you accomplished in your life that makes you walk around like this? Heaven to Megadroid. I'm quite smart. It's saying don't have the kind of confidence in your flesh. In the flesh that causes you to no longer need to get purified. No longer need to check yourself out and say, am I smelling good? Am I whiter than snow? Am I ready to stand before the king? Now, when I was looking at the scripture, I said, wow, Paul has to keep on preaching it too. Everybody wants to hear a prophecy. We live in a city where everybody's prophesying to everybody. Everybody's touching on somebody, trying to prophesy what thus said the Lord. Now people are confused because they don't know if God is truly speaking. And the thing about it is when you get close to somebody, you can smell them. You ever hear, you ever get so close you can pick up if they got cologne on or whatever? He wants you to get so close and you get so clean that even when someone's in your presence, they smell the presence of God. The world needs to see growth in the lives of God's people, and God's people have to stop settling for less. No, I know it's nice to get the car in the house and be able to praise God about these things. But in the end, you want him to say to you, you don't want him to say, depart from. You want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Is that right? Amen. So I want to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So Paul began to address the church and said, do not find pleasure in yourself. He said, though I myself have reason for such confidence. So he said, you know what? I have reason to look up. Some of us here feel, oh, yeah, you know, I've been saved for a while. I'm cool. I'm Mr. Cool, Miss Cool. I have reason. I study the word and I know the word. But Paul even said to himself, I have no confidence in my flesh. So your flesh is in the way. Your flesh is what's causing all the mess. It's your flesh that's going to cause you to die and not live. So God is saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not the flesh. And all other things shall be added unto you. Amen. Give God some praise. It says in Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 7th verse, and this is one we say all the time. I have 3 steps that I want you to focus on for your life. First, seek the Savior, and then walk by the same rule. Now, I was like, what do you mean walk by the same rule? And then mark them which walk deceitfully. So I want you to seek out God, and then we need to walk by the same rule. That means we got to try the Spirit by the Spirit. Too many times we as saints want to get behind something that looks big and fabulous, but we don't try the Spirit. We don't know if somebody's really truly of the Lord. Just because they're prophesying in his name, just because they're calling down, casting out devils in his name, doesn't mean that it's the same Spirit. So we need to make sure we're seeking the Savior. In this scripture, it tells us that we must seek out God. It says here, and I want you to understand this, because as we go before God for purification, purification means that you, how many of you have a car? Raise your hand. If you have a car, has your car been washed since you bought it? Some of us wash it every week. You know, how does your car start looking when you don't wash it at least once a week? It starts to look dirty, is that right? Even if it was a new car, someone said new car. Even if it was a BMW, a Mercedes-Benz, I don't care how beautiful it is, you have to wash it. And how many went in a new car and you get that new car smell? You get in that car, you're like, ooh, smell my car. Look, it even smells new. Some of us get that new scent and throw it in your car every week. It's still new. I know it's 10 years old, but it's still new. We do that. See, but the thing is something that is new doesn't remain new unless you constantly clean it. So why is it that we become new creatures in Christ Jesus, where he said old things have passed away, but all things become new? Now that you're new, he said, now what you have to do is go into the purification stage so that you continue to smell good, continue to walk before the Lord, and continue to represent Christ Jesus. How many want to represent the Lord? Hallelujah. So that means if you're my brother or sister, you have the same daddy. You have the same genes. So this is why you can't start sitting around saying, well, I don't believe in that. I don't do that. I don't, yeah, I go to fellowship with them, but I don't believe that God can heal. I don't believe that you need to be serious about the Lord in this way, where you learn to pray and find a place of supplication, a place where you can get before God and say, Lord, I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I need more change in my life. Why is it that we don't think we need to do this daily? Like Paul said, I die daily. I got to keep on working on it daily. He said, I'm not going to trust my flesh. I don't know what the flesh is going to do to me. The flesh is in the way, church. The flesh is causing us not to reach the next level. There's a level that God wants you to reach in your personal walk with God. And we can't get there constantly saying, it's okay to not do more. It's okay to not step more into the deep. I can't help you, church. You have to help yourself. Someone say, help myself. We live in a time where everybody wants to praise God in a big group. And everybody be at awe with the presence of God together. But the Bible says to work out your own soul salvation. And the reason why this has to become personal, because the group is not going to be with you in judgment. So we keep on trying to do these big things, and we're not getting holier. Just like the event we had in the arena said, if my people that are called by his name would humble themselves and pray and then turn from their wicked ways, then I'll heal. It made it all about the people. It made it about the people of God. He said, if you do it, then I'm going to change something. If you do it, then I'm going to bring the anointing. If you do it, we want to control God too much. Oh, Lord, I want to pray, but I don't want to pray down the Holy Ghost. I don't want to pray anointing in here because somebody's going to get uncomfortable. But I love it when the Holy Ghost comes, because when the Holy Ghost comes, it purifies. Give God some praise up in here. When the Holy Ghost comes, he means to do business. That means he's going to make change in your life. So it says here, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So it said, ask first. So when we go into the place of purification, he said, ask. So many times people come up to prayer and you say, what do you want God to do for you? I don't know. We do it like that. What's your career? What do you want to be? I don't know. do you want to have nice things? I don't know. To be elevated, you have to know where you want to be elevated to. Too many of us don't know. I don't know. We're settled for the I don't know. Do you want to be saved? Well, I don't know. What I got to give up if I do it? That's what we do with God. But God said, don't you want to be elevated? Don't you want to go to another level? Don't you want to be wider than snow? It's time to elevate your thinking so that you can see the blessing, so you can reach your potential. But first you have to say, I'm willing to seek, then knock. I have to ask. So that means it's all on you. So many times we say, well, I'm not sure about my salvation because God didn't do it yet. And God's saying, you haven't got in the pool yet. You haven't taken a shower yet. Like Moses, when he went before the Lord, he said, take your sandals off because this is holy ground. We want to bring mess up in the church. We want to bring mess everywhere we go and say we're representing Jesus. But the world is not going to change until we're willing to elevate ourselves and truly walk in the presence of God. And to do that, you got to put yourself in a place of vulnerability where you say, Lord, I'm standing here naked before you. And Lord, I need you to do a cleansing of me, not of everybody, not my mother, not my daddy, not my brother, not the one that did me wrong, not the one that put something in my life that has hurt my heart and made me hard. But we go before God and say, Lord, cleanse me in a way where you're truly having your way in my life. Lord, elevate me. I see where I can be. I see what I can go to, but I can't do it in my own strength. I mean, how many know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. We can't do it in our own strength. We can't get there in our own strength. But God said he's going to do it, and that settles it. Amen. Give God some praise. So many times we want to be part of something big. And we praise God because we were just in the arena and God is blessed. And we even have a couple here that came from the arena. Praise God. Amen. They said they seen us up, me there ministering in the arena. But I want to tell you something. Remember in the middle of the service, it was packed in the house and God was moving and he was blessing right here. And God showed me before all this came to pass, he said, you're going to be in that arena singing. Is that right, church? Was it right here? Did we say it? And when God brought that to me, it was before anything came to me. But what I want you to know is I was born and raised in New Hampshire, and God, I never, ever sung in that arena. Now, I want to show you how God works. He's trying to elevate you. You see our little small church, people come to me and say, oh, where you go? Where you go? Don't know that we have a little small church, but in this little small church, God is moving mightily. I feel more of anointing in the house, in this little small house, than I feel in a big whole place because God is ready to do something miraculous. But he's going to take the little and make it much. And see, at this experience, God said, I want you to start thinking elevated. But he said, before you can get there, see, what we like to do is we like to see all this stuff we want to do, and we just go out and do it. And God said, no, no, no. I want you to purify. Because everyone can just go do stuff, and that's what we do sometimes. But when God begins to do something, he's going to do it in a way that's going to give him glory, and that's going to show his, reveal the truth. I'm about fellowship because I want to show the body that we need to be together. We're stronger together. But in that, the church needs to move out of the way and stop its little isms and schisms and stop saying, I'm not going to go and hear the word from this little black man. Whoever God may use is who he chooses to use. So we better be ready to be used by him, somebody. Give God some praise. Are you ready to be used by him? You don't have to sit down because you're black, white, Spanish. No, God said, I'm going to bring you to places. You're going to be before kings and queens. You're going to sit before CEOs. And God is going to bless you and your coming and going. First Lady and I was in a dinner last night with the crew that put on that event. And when they were putting this all together, they came. The promoter, the gentleman that wanted to do this, came to this church first and was sitting in my office over and over again just trying to get counsel on it. I'm going to tell you how God is ready to do great things. But we must think elevated. And before you can get to that place, you got to think about purification. See, what we want to do is we want to go. But he says, first I want you to, in the scripture, he said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. So we have to go through the row. We have to do the work, church. So in this meeting that we were having dinner at XO last night, and it was just for the team that did the whole event. And now the city of New Haven wants to do it there. But they were like, we don't know how New Hampshire did it. So now they're calling on us to go to New Haven and do the same event. Give God some glory. And guess what? I didn't know none of them people. And guess what they said? Pastor, we have to have you. And what I want you to know is that God is doing something different in this house. And I want you to know that God is trying to expose and reveal the true anointing of God. And what I mean by true anointing is, just like when Moses came down from the mountain, he was changed. He was so changed that people around him began to feel a special anointing in his life. How many want to have that kind of anointing where you're not just talking? You ain't just telling somebody. No, you walked into the house and they smell the glory of God. They seen the glory in you. Where they seen that God is doing great things in your life. You don't have to sit back and say, I am not able to do anything. No, look. Get yourself and say, Lord, elevate me. But in order for him to elevate you, you got to get up and do the work. You got to seek. You got to go after it. You got to knock and the door shall be open unto you. Hallelujah. I know that you were clean. I know that you came before the Lord and said, purge, clean me. But he said, continue to put yourself in a place where you need to be purified. Say, Lord, purify me. Someone say, let me purify me, Lord. Purify me, Lord. Sometimes we want miraculous messages that talk about what you can have and what you can get. But I want you to know, I'd rather be ready to be standing before the King where he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. I don't want nothing else but to be willing and ready to go when he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. And I can stand before God and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I'll see you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, it wasn't easy. Oh, Lord, I went through so much. Lord, but I continue to say, purify me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Purify me. I thank God because God is real and my God is a good God. So he said, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. It says, everyone that asks, receive it. And he that seek, find it. So he said, no matter what, if you ask, you're going to get it. So what's wrong with your soap? You don't have the right stuff. He said, purify me. I need some hyssop. I need that minty smelling soap. I need that soap that's going to make me so clean I smell good. You ever get that soap? Some of us have a certain soap we like. Is that right? Well, I got a soap too. It's called the Holy Ghost. There the Holy Ghost can wash you in a way that makes you white as snow. You know, you can't get it without the Holy Ghost. So he said, ask, seek, knock, do the work, and see God do a great thing. Let's give God some praise. I'm going to get ready to wrap up this message. I'm going to ask you to stand. In Philippians 3rd chapter, 13th verse, it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and I reach unto forward unto those things which are before. See, and I like when it says, I reach for the things before. What is it that's holding you back from behind? He said, I forget about them. Someone say with me, forget about it. Come on, say it again, forget about it. Come on, say it with me again, forget about it. This is what God is saying, okay, now you already told me your problem. Now he said, forget about it. Church, it's time to forget about it and let God have it. And say, Lord, I forget about it. I know it was a mess when I left home, but I forget about it. I know it was a mess when I was in this relationship, but I forget about it. I know that someone abused me, but Lord, I forget about it. Because I want my heart to be ready to be purified. Come on, somebody. I want my heart to be ready to be received by God. I want my heart to be ready to be cleansed so that the glory of God may be revealed. So forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward. Someone say reaching forward. Unto those things which are before. See, so the things which are ahead. Come, hallelujah. And then it says, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. See, so when you said, I want to be in God's presence, how do you get there? He said, to get there is you got to press on.
Praise God. I hope and pray that you enjoyed the message. Please come and visit us at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Sunday morning services are at 10 a.m. Please come and you will and shall be blessed.